Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome this morning to Bible Storyland. We are so grateful for you joined us. And we are giving thanks to the Most High God. Yeah, the Most High God. He's our best friend. Yeah, Lord Jesus came to the earth and died and bled and, you know, treated horribly. Oh, yeah, because of that great love of the Father. Father, he says in his word, for God so loved the world, he gave Jesus, his only begotten son, to die for us. What an amazing Father we have. And no matter what we did, you know, he repented that he made us because we're so wicked and so evil. So this morning, Lord God, we are your people called by your name. And we ask you to forgive us for our wickedness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we repent for every wicked way in us, oh God. Oh, yeah, we repent, Father God, for errors, secret faults, sins of omission, sins of commission. And we ask you to forgive us, oh God. Create in us that clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To the Most High God, we welcome you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God, for cleansing us, oh yeah, of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done already, what you're about to do. There's no God great like you, none could compare. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nissi, a banner over us, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that we could say, oh, God, Jehovah Shalom, hallelujah, and you grant us peace. We need peace. Our world is full of darkness and chaos, people killing one another, people drugging out, oh, God, people committing suicide, people committing adultery, people committing, oh, God, abortions, Lord God. People are just, oh, my God, just wicked in the world. But, Lord, because of Jesus, our Savior, yeah, because we could tell people, don't you know you don't have to live like that? Jesus came and bled for you so you could be set free. He came to deliver you out of the bondage that you're in. He loves you so much. So, Father, I thank you for us getting off the pew, out of our comfortable pew seats, and going out into the world. You said, go into all the world. Tell people about me. Let them know that I'm yet alive. You let them know that they can be set free. So, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for the truth going forth in the name of Jesus. As we see people out and about, Lord God, we'll begin to tell them about the great God that we serve and how he set us free from bondage in the name of Jesus. Well, good morning again. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. We're grateful you joined us. We have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, and she's going to play a song. Praise this morning. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Now I will glorify the King of King.
glorify the King of Kings. We come to glorify him, to give him praise and thanksgiving. That was beautiful, Karen. Thank you so much. Yep, we come to say hallelujah. We come to glorify the King of Kings and praise his holy name. Welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. God loves families, fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. Yep. God is bringing the fathers and the mothers back to the children. You know the scripture in Malachi 4:6. He will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to the parents, or else I will come and smite the land with total destruction. So I thank you, Lord God, for your patience, your love with us, how you're bringing us back to you, how you're bringing us back to the children back to us. We oh my God, we are so grateful this morning that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Yeah, he's a great king. He is the Lord of lords. So this morning, I want to share something with you that God gave me some time ago. It's called, Have You Traded Your Children for a Puppy or a Dog? Our children, we spend lots of time with our puppies and our dogs, training them to obey. So when they get older, they will not be difficult to manage. Do you think if we follow God's word in Proverbs 22:6 that says, train up a child in the way that he or she should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it? I have not read where the Bible says, train up a puppy or a dog. How much time do we spend training our children God's way? We even spend our time and money and take our pets to obedience school so they will follow instructions the first time given. How many times do we repeat the same thing to our children? We give our pets rewards for obeying and consequences for not obeying. Would life be easier if we trained our children to follow instructions the first time? We inquire about and purchase top quality food for our puppies and our dogs, but we ask our children what they want to eat instead of training them to eat nutritiously so they will stay healthy. Even when they are trained, even when we are tired, if our puppy or our dog want to play ball, we manage to find the energy. But for the children we birth, we say, honey, I'm tired. I worked hard all day. We overlook the sadness on their faces, excuse me, when they say, they want to play, we overlook them. But Lord, forgive us for not training our children the way you instructed us to. Lord, forgive us for not spending quality time with our children. For we know not when you may call us or them to leave the earth. Lord, forgive us when we spend time on our cell phones instead of praying for the cells of our children to be healthy. Lord, forgive us for being on Facebook instead of being in the faces of our children who we love, teaching them about you and your love for them. Matthew 19:14. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. It's praise time on Bible Storyland. We are so grateful that we can praise our God. You know, he made a way for us to praise him. He made a way for us to, you know, to bow down, to worship him. So I thank God that we have the privilege. It's a privilege to worship the Most High God. It's a privilege to worship Adonai. It's a privilege to worship Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Look at what he did for us. And you know what? I tell you what. Things are still rolling on our behalf. He didn't stop. Mm-mm. He didn't stop. He still loves us. So this morning, we have with us Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. She's going to sing a song of praise this morning. We're grateful she joins us on Saturday morning. You know, she has a busy schedule. She's a pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and she had to take care of the sheep, the people of God. Good morning. How are you doing, Pastor Donna?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. God is so good, and he's been so good to us. He's kept us down through the years, and for that we say thank you.
Amen.
Yes.
Can I sing this morning?
Yes. Praise him.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. For God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In him I'll always trust. Glory, glory, in all things give him glory. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. For God is our rock, hope of salvation, a strong deliverer. In him I'll always trust. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. We appreciate that beautiful song. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. They're cousins. They grew up together. Hallelujah. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning.
That's me and Michelle LaVon Patton. I'm over here with Michelle LaVon Patton, my little lady out Dunn Avenue.
Okay.
And she's going to sing with me today.
Amen.
We're
going to
sing. I just want to thank you.
Amen.
You
go
ready?
Ahead.
I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. One more time. I just want to thank you forever, ever, and ever, for all you've done for me. Can't nobody do it like you do it, Lord. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. I just want to thank you forever and ever and ever for all you've done for me. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Blessings and glory and honor, they all belong to you. Here we go. I thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Yes, ma'am.
You can hear Michelle, huh?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
That's
all.
Our song we sing every Sunday morning.
Okay.
All right.
That was beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Blessings and honor to the King. Amen, amen. Well, we are continually moving on. We have Mother Fanny on with us from Daytona Beach, Florida. Good morning, Mother Fanny.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good.
Amen.
How about you?
Doing great, thank you. What are you going to sing this morning?
Glory, glory.
Amen. We're magnifying him, giving glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. Yep, since we laid our burdens down, we don't want to pick them back up either. We want to leave them down so the Lord can take care of them. Every worry, every trouble, every care. Thank God this morning for the songs of praise. We're continually praising the Lord this morning. We have Minister Glory Jean Charlotte on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise as well. Good morning, Minister Glory Jean. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. I just thank the Lord, and I know you're doing good. You sound good. Praise God. And everybody else that's coming on, they sound so good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to sing?
Well, I'm not going to play the music. I'm just going to sing, you know, without the music. Praise God. I'm going to sing something beautiful.
Okay.
Praise God. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful of my life. Praise God.
Amen. I've never heard that one, but that is beautiful. He made something beautiful with our lives. Amen, amen. Yeah, he turned us from, you know, he cleaned the mud off of us and made us beautiful. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen. Amen. Well, we're still in New Orleans. We have Esther Collins with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a song of praise. Good morning, Esther. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are everybody?
Doing great. Thank you.
I'm gonna
what are
sing.
You going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing, "Let Jesus Fix It For You."
Amen.
Thank you,
go
Jesus.
Right ahead.
Let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it. He'll fix it for you. A church to keep. I have a mighty God to glorify, and every dying soul to save and fix it for the sky. Let Jesus fix it for you. Oh, thank you, Lord. He knows, Lord, he knows just what to do. And whenever you pray, just let him have his way, and Jesus will fix it. Jesus will fix it for you.
and that's who can fix it. You know, we go to each other with different problems and things, but we can only listen. But Jesus can fix it for us. Hallelujah. He is a permanent fixer. Oh, yeah, whatever we're going through, he can fix it for us. So we thank the Lord this morning that Jesus can fix it for us. Yeah. Jesus knows how to fix everything. He is the master fixer. Yep, when he fixes it, it's done. You don't have to worry. Well, we're going to ask Pastor Donna this morning. She'll pray for families this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, while I'm bowed, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord, in the lives of families, Lord. Lord, I thank you for keeping families together. I thank you, Lord, for blessing families. Lord, I thank you for mothers and for fathers who are concerned about their children, Lord, and not only their children, but the neighbor's children and all the children who are around them, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would strengthen parents. Help the parents, Lord, to be what you're calling for them to be in these last and evil days. We love you, Lord. We can't thank you enough for what you're doing in our lives and for what you will do. Now, Lord, I ask that you would build a special hedge of protection around our children and keep them safe, Lord, according to your holy will. I love you, Lord. I thank you so much for this privilege of calling on your holy name. Lord, just bless us and keep us in your care. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and for his sinless sake. Amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Don't you know our families need prayer? They need much prayer. So we're going to ask, thank you, Pastor Donna, for that precious prayer that you pray for families all over the world. We thank God for fathers and mothers and children and extended families, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. The family needs prayer. So I thank God this morning that the families are being prayed for. We have Prophetess Ernestine Lawson on with us this morning. We offer condolences to her in the loss of her mother, her and her family. You know, when you lose a parent, it's not a good thing. Oh, my God, you just sometimes you go like, my God, what are we going to do? But we thank God that he said when our father and our mother leave us, he would forsake us. He would not forsake us. Thank God. Pastor Prophetess Ernestine Lawson, we're going to ask you to say a prayer this morning for families, Prophetess Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Jean. It is such a blessing to be on. I looked at the time. So I'm doing something, and the house was quiet for a second. And I said, well, let me try to dial in and listen to the broadcast. I want to thank you for your prayers. I want to thank everyone who have been praying for my family, and it's just been a blessing. It's, you know, every time someone goes through bereavement, there's a need of strengthening. So I would just say thank you for your prayers. But now, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the architect of families, oh God. Oh, Father, you said to Adam you didn't want him to be alone, oh God. And not only did you give him Eve, oh God, you did bless him with children. And God, you have orchestrated the life of family from the beginning. And so such it is, Lord God, and as it was established. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that your initial will for families be established, oh God. Let there be one husband and one wife, oh God. And Lord God, and let their children be taught of the Lord. Let their children grow up in the emulation of the Lord. God, let their children, Lord God, hallelujah, God, be taught, trained, teach, minister, taken to church, God, by the parents, oh God, that the whole family that prays together will stay together. Father, we come against every form of strife and vainglory and all these things, Lord God, through the television, through the iPhones and different tools in which the satanic forces are using to distract and to prevent, Lord God, families from coming forth and staying together. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and as you instituted families, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that you had as you brought the children of Israel, God, you established them to rule, Lord God, where you have the praisers, the worshipers, those that are warriors. So we pray for the family of Christ, oh God, that we'll all walk in our rightful position, oh God, that we, Lord God, will serve you with gladness, oh God. And Lord God, as Jesus said, that nobody can come to the Father but through him. We pray that souls will be saved. We pray, Lord God, that the family life, Lord God, the mother will teach the daughters and the fathers will teach the sons. We pray, Lord God, that the family, Lord God, that you have established to worship, to praise you, to, Lord God, to war, Lord God, in the spirit realm, not with one another. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for families on today. We pray, Lord God, let your will be done, hallelujah, as it is in heaven, Lord God, for the family, oh God. Lord God, let there be no sorrows, no sadness, Lord God. Let there be, Lord God, love. Let, when you say, with sin abound, let your grace much more abound. So, Lord God, we pray that the parents will have grace for the children, and the children will have grace for the parents, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We lift up those, Lord God, who do not have a mother raising them, or who do may not have a father raising them, especially in this COVID-19 era, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, as Sister G said, when your mother and father forsake you, Lord, you take them up. God, we pray, Lord God, that they'll come underneath the umbrella of your family, the Holy Spirit, Lord God, the Son, hallelujah, which is the Word of God. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who think that they are alone, but yet, Lord God, that they have the family of the church. They have the family of the body of Christ. And we pray, Lord God, that more will come into the fellowship. Now, Father, you can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Sanctify, keep, Lord God, and bless the family. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate the prayer. Thank God for you. Thank God for Pastor Donna. Thank God for everyone who sang songs of praise this morning. Well, we love the Word on Bible Storyland. You know, there's nothing like the Word of God. So I thank God this morning it's time for the Word to come forth. We love God. We love His Word. His Word is valuable. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. I thank God this morning for our speaker. She's a mighty woman of God. We met over 25 years ago. She was preaching when I met her. She's still preaching. She's a preacher of the Word of God. She has a prison ministry. She hosts several prayer lines. She has also written a book. I'm looking at the book right now. It's Loving Someone Behind Bars. I introduce to you Minister Hilda M. Jones. Good morning, Minister Jones. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. And I thank God for that warm introduction. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. And I thank you all for having me this morning. You ready for me?
Right ahead with the Word.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry. Amen. First, my obedience to God, who's head of my life. To my sisters and brothers in Christ, it is indeed an honor as well as a privilege to have the opportunity to speak before you and to bring God's word. This morning, since it's Family Day, and family includes our children, and I want to say to you that my title, if I had one, it would be Breaking the Cycle. Breaking the Cycle. Psalm 78, 1-7. If you have your Bibles, like Minister G always say, get your Bibles. Psalm 78, 1-7. Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Father, I ask that you forgive us of all of our sins. I ask that you search and research our hearts, anything that's not like you. I ask that you throw in the sea of forgiveness. I ask that you meet your people's needs this day. In the name of Jesus, I ask that I decrease and you increase. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I will not forget to give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Breaking the cycle. You can stop the cycle of generation dysfunction. If you don't attend to the dysfunction patterns you've inherited from your family, they will pass on. You must break the cycle before it lingers and to the next generation. Start by giving your life to Jesus Christ. In these current times, you can choose to serve God despite the ridiculous or ungodly examples of our past ancestors. The Bible gives us many illustrations to explain and clarify, motivate, persuade, and convince. Scripture teaches us that we are to love our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Luke 10:27. Up to each individual to accept or reject. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Behind every decision we make, good or bad, there is a consequence. We all have made mistakes, and some of them are expensive. Nevertheless, oftentimes, glory to God, oftentimes the mistakes we've made, we have to pay a price for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nevertheless, we must take inventory of ourselves. The Bible states wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom and with all our understanding in Proverbs 4:7. With all our understanding, you know, praise God, we got to think on those words because wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, we have to ask God for more wisdom. Some people don't want wisdom because they feel that that's more trials. But the wisdom is going to lead and direct us to the right path. Now, daughters of abused fathers tend to marry abused men. Rather than taking heed, many recreate unhealthy environment because it was familiar. Often they try to correct it, although it is a matter of choosing wisdom over foolishness. Proverbs 27:12 states, the prudent man sees danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going on and pay the penalty. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a teaching psalm. It may have been written shortly after the Northern Kingdom declared independence from Judah, led by their biggest tribe, Ephraim. The breakaway king, Joba, had idolatrous altars made to keep the Israelites out of Jerusalem and Judea, where God had ordained the temple. God had promised that the tribe of Judah would be a ruling tribe. Joseph's two sons, Emperor and Messiah, were made tribes. Joseph was given rights to the firstborn by his father, Jacob. So Emperor inherited it, leading the tribes during the 400 years of Judges. Emperor given the best land, serving the Lord. You get the best of everything. Tabernacle pitched into shallow, and Emperor until the ark was casual. Shallow had been trashed by the Philistines. Most of the turning away from the Lord and the judge who delivered the people when they repented occurred in the North Israel. The purpose was to teach the younger generations about the cycle of disobedience and misery that Israel previous generation were addicted to. It was to encourage them not to become addicted to the same mistakes that happened in decade after decade. We all saw some things in previous lives that we don't want our children, our grandchildren, to experience. Today, many whom have accepted the Lord as their personal Savior want the very best for their children, for their grandchildren. Therefore, they are training their children, grandchildren, the way to avoid the mistakes that we as well as our ancestors has made. God is continuously speaking to his people. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Just as he did in encouraging loyalty to the ancestors of David and Judah and God's choice of Zion. Obvious purpose to teach the younger generation as Minister G is doing. Praise God. She's scooping up the younger generation and to teach them the way to go. Hallelujah. About the cycle of disobedience and the misery that it could cause the previous generation that they were addicted to. We must encourage our children. Thank God for our woman last, Minister G. She's encouraging the children not to repeat the mistakes century after century. We must encourage loyalty. We all must stand behind her and not break rank. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In this present time, we can choose to follow the Lord despite of the ridiculous examples of our forefathers. The writer gives us advice that we as Christians may want to follow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. In verse 1 to 4, he that have an ear, let him hear. Israel history can become an illustration that we may want to follow. Israel history can become a lesson that we all want to learn and teach our children. 2 Timothy 3 and 16. All scripture, all, not some, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. But Romans 15 and 4 tells us, for whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Amen. And may I tell you, hope that is seen is not hope. But what a man hope for, he patiently waits for it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to go back to Romans 15 and 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. You know, praise God, in the world, you may have a job, and God may equip you with that job. Like when I received Minister G's book, I didn't know she was an educated teacher, praise God, but she brought it all over in a way to teach the children the word of God. Isn't that good news this morning? Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. That with patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Are you able to comprehend the historical portion of God's revelation during these difficult times? We're going through difficult times, but we have to look to the hill. We're coming our help, for our help coming from the Lord. Make the word available to your children. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child the way he should go, and he, when he is old, he will not depart from it. I know some of you saying this morning, oh, well, my children got a hard head. They don't want to listen. Put them on the line on Thursday nights, praise God, and listen at the men, the young men and the young girls, praise God, how they're glorifying God through the training of Minister G. Listen at it. Bring your children. Amen. Because a prophet is not received in his own country. It may be your own church that your children won't listen. God said, one do the planting, one do the watering. He said, and I will give the increase. My sisters and brothers, children need their mother and their fathers and their grandmothers and their great-grandmothers. Make the word available in your home for the children. But today, our children today, they love luxuries. Some have bad manners, contempt for authority, disrespect for the older generation. They contradict their parents, imitate their teachers. These things ought not be. Children who are stubborn and rebellious and are trustworthy are nothing new. In fact, Proverbs 22:15, God tells us, follow is bound up in the heart of a child. Children need to develop moral fiber. Remember the sin of Ephraim. Always as a crossroad. Present the generation can choose to follow the Lord, despite of the ridiculous or ungodly examples of their forefathers. Despite of what happened in my previous life, hallelujah, in spite of what happened, praise God, how I was raised up, I chose to serve the Lord. I chose, praise God, to study the word of God. It doesn't matter if you call me crazy. It doesn't matter if you don't want to hear, but I chose to make a choice and to have Jesus as center of my life. I chose to train my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Behind every choice you make, there is a consequence. And who wouldn't want, praise God, the Lord to smile upon them? The history of Israel serves as a purpose that we may take heed through habit and resentment, routine Israel failed in the wilderness, the times of judges. We're able to choose not to follow that same pattern. Notice in the time of David on the throne, in which he inherited. Now, this was the beginning. This was a new beginning, oh, glory to God. We can begin to choose our Heavenly Father's will. We can begin to glorify God. We can begin by lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. As Minister Gloria Dean, she sung beautiful. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells me everything is beautiful in God's time. And as we train the children, as we stand up for our family, as we hold together, as we don't break rank, as we don't get impatient with God, as we go to God in our secret closet, it will become develop beautiful. It will be beautiful. Hallelujah. This morning I leave with you. Let us break the cycle of unbelief, of no faith in God, of disobedience. Amen. Let us follow Christ. Let us walk upright. Hallelujah. Let us give ear, oh my people, to the Lord. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Hallelujah. God has given us many parables. It's up to us to follow the word of God. It's up to us to seek the word of God. Oh, glory to God. God bless you and break the cycle. Hallelujah. Leave behind a legend that your children may want to follow. God bless you. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Janiyah is going to close out with a song.
Amen. Amen.
Well, good morning. I'll be singing Oh How I Love Jesus.
All
right. I love to hear, I love to say his word.
It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name I heard. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
It tells me of a Savior's love who died and set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, this sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of one loving heart can feel my deepest woe. Who in each sorrow bears a palm that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Amen.
Hey, thank you, Janiyah. Beautiful. That's one of the twins. She has a twin sister, Jemiah. So I thank God for Janiyah and Jemiah. Oh, my God, they are, oh, my God, brilliant young women, and they are full of the word of the Lord. It's written on the tables of their heart. I thank Minister Jones this morning for that awesome word. That's one of my favorite passages in the Bible, Psalm 78. Yeah, we got to remember to break the cycle. We don't want our children, grandchildren, great-grand, even those to be born, to grow up, you know, having the same sins or the same, you know, a mess that we were in. We don't want them wallowing in the mud. We want them to be brought to Jesus, suffer little children, come to Jesus while they're young so they can have great peace. So I thank you so much, Minister Jones. I'm going to ask Prophetess Ernestine Lawson if she will say a prayer for you. Minister Ernestine Lawson, are you there? Her phone may be on mute, but she's there. All right. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Donna Hawkins to say a prayer for Minister Jones.
Gracious Lord, we bow again this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to call on your holy name. Now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing on Minister Jones, Lord. We thank you for the message that she has given to us today. Thank you, Lord, for the reminder that we can break generational curses, Lord, through your word. So, Lord, help us to be the Christians that you're calling for us to be. Help us to be the perfect example, Lord, that you are to us, Lord. Lord, we do love our children, and we do thank you and appreciate you for giving them to us
So, Lord, help us to be worthy servants, Lord. Help us to be stewards over the things that you have entrusted in our hands. Lord, bless Minister Jones. We thank you so much for the word that she has brought to us today, Lord. And, Lord, we are not just going to be listeners of your word, but we're going to be doers of your word. We're going to take that word and apply it to our lives, apply it to our hearts, Lord, so that we will be better people, better Christians, Lord, better fighters on this battlefield. We thank you for Minister Jones. We thank you, Lord, for her family. Bless her family and keep them in your care. Lord, I thank you. I thank you so much for the word that we've heard today. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray for his sinless sake. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. You know, I want to tell you, salvation comes from God. We can't save ourselves. We didn't even choose ourselves. He chose us. You know, Romans 10, 9 through 10 says, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that he raised Jesus from the dead on the third day and you will be saved. Also, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, we are saved by grace through faith. We got to have the faith in God that he can save us and he will save us. It is the gift of God. Thank God for salvation. Is there anyone on the line today that's not saved? We want to give you an opportunity. I'm going to unmute lines, so if you don't want to be unmuted, please mute your line back. Anyone not saved, anyone on here needs salvation. You know, it's time right now for all of us to be saved. It's time out for people, you know, not being saved. It's time for salvation to come forth in the land. Look at what's going on. You know, Jesus is soon to come. So we got to be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, walking in his goodness, walking in what God called for us to walk in. Anybody not saved? Got the lines unmuted? You can state your name and say that you would like to be saved. All right. When I was growing up, you know, they offered the plan of salvation every time we met in the church, every time we met. So I thank God, you know, we need salvation. We need to be saved from our own sins. And there's so much going on in the world. We don't know when Jesus is going to call us. He could call us any day now, any second now. So we want to make sure that we are saved by grace. Now, once you're saved, we don't want to go back in the mud. We don't want to backslide. We want to hunger and thirst for righteousness. We want to run towards him every day. We want to run and face him towards Jesus. We want to keep our eyes fixed on him. Anybody backslidden? You can state your name. We have pastors on here. We'll walk you back. Walk you back towards Jesus. All right. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Story Land Family Day. We're praying this morning for families. I'm going to take prayer requests shortly. But right now, I'm going to ask someone. Let me see. We have Pastor Donna Hawkins. We're going to pray for her husband, her family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to be praying for her, you know, any other prayer requests she may have. Pastor Donna, do you have any more prayer requests?
Minister G, we've had so many people who have passed away from this COVID virus. We just need prayer. We do. And then my cousin Deborah, she is Jackie's sister. Jackie's son, Shay, had a heart attack this week and had open heart surgery where they had to put in some stents. So I'm asking for prayer for the sick and for the bereaved families. We have one of our community leaders, Connie Coleman, who passed away from the COVID virus. Her husband, former city commissioner Robert Coleman, has had it. He's recovering, but the family needs prayer. So many of our families need prayer.
All right. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. There's just a lot going on, lots of things. So I'm going to ask, let me see if I make sure her. I'm going to ask Minister Jones, are you still there? All right, she may be gone. Minister Jones, are you still there? Okay, I'm going to ask Minister Glory Dean if she could pray for that request. Minister Glory Dean, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, yes.
Okay, can you pray for Pastor Donna, her husband, family? Pray for the bereaved family. And pray for Shay's healing.
Yes. Shay's healing.
Shay, S-H-A-Y, Shay's healing. He had open heart surgery, so pray for his healing.
Oh, yeah, I have. Yeah, I didn't know his name. Okay, I have it. Father, we love you today. We give you all the glory and all the praise, God. We thank you, God, that, praise God Almighty, that, Father, we pray for our true husband right now. We want to pray and give thanks for our husband's strength. And God, now we pray for the church, God. We want to pray for her church, God, that it continues to develop, Father God, in the way that she and the others have been praying, the leaders have been praying, God, for church, God, to just take in and teach, God, the people of what they should know, God. And we thank you, Lord, that this church is open up. And God, we know that the people will be coming in, Father, because this is a time of repentance, God, and a time of forgiveness, God, because we don't know the day nor the hour, Father, you're coming. The one thing we do know, God, you're coming. And we, God, we want to think about the church, all the ones that passed away in the church, God. Father God, we just lift up all the bereaved families, Father God, of the ones with the loss. God, we lift them up. You said you give strength to your people, and you bless them with your peace. God, we ask them for strength. We're asking for peace right now, God, that only you can give, God. We will never have it if we don't ask, God. You said ask and it shall be done. And we thank you, Lord, for taking care of all the bereaved families, God, lifting them up unto you, God, and God saving them, bringing them into the fullness of the Lord thy God. And we thank you, Lord, for the son with the heart attack, God, the cousin whose son had a heart attack, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing him, God, bringing him forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, God Almighty. And we thank you, Lord, for the one that's really recovering, Father God, the leaders, and one of the leaders, the sons, God, is recovering, God. It's just, God, we thank you, Lord, for him. Might be the same one that put the heart attack, God. But we thank you, Lord, with the one with the virus, God, that they're recovering, Father. We thank you for recovery, Father. We thank you for healings, God. We thank you. We give you glory and praise, God, for healing, for healings right now, God. Thank you, Father. And, God, we thank you, Lord, to bring peace. Let peace and love and joy come within the church right now, God. Let it come within the church of our sister, God. Let it come into the church, God. Let not sadness come, God. This is a time of joy. Let joy come forth, God. Joy, Father God and God. And because we can lift up the families, Father God, because we know, God, the change is coming. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name, Father God. In Jesus' precious name, Father, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Glory Dean. We appreciate it. Mother Fanny? Can you pray for Jackie Travis? She has two daughters, grandbaby Ava, senior citizen. Can you that she ministered to? Can you pray for her?
Ava Travis, yes.
Jackie Travis, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to look down on Jackie Travis and her family, all of her children. Her grandchildren, great grands, if she have any, her whole entire family, dear God. You know her needs. You know everything she needs. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, give her the strength and the courage to carry on and do the very best she can do in the name of Jesus. Heal them in a part of her family that seeks and shed in. Be their body healed. I ask you, Lord, to heal them from the crown of their head, soles of their feet. Look down on them. Have mercy upon them. Have mercy right now. Give them the strength and the courage to go on and on. Know the will of God. Lead them and guide them to the true natural way you want them to go. Help them to do as you say to. Pray as you say pray. Cover them in the blood. In the name of Jesus. Hot blood. Cover them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Make a way out of no way for them. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy this day. In the name of Jesus. So much is going on in this world. We just don't know what's going to be the consequence. But God, you know all about it. And you can fix it. And we know that you can. And we know you can make a way out of no way. Because you is the way, the truth, and the life. And you said no man coming to the Father but by you. And we got to do what he says. Because he's going to lead us and carry us too. He's going to make a way up for us out of no way. He's going to do that in the name of Jesus. He's going to do whatever he sees fit to do for his people. All he wants us to do is live the lives that he wants to live and do the thing that he wants us to do and bless all our children, all our family, all our family members, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't leave us alone. We lean and depend on you. We trust in you. We know you're going to make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace. And all your mercy and all your goodness, what you poured upon each and every one of your people, every one of your family in this world. Help us come together and pray like we have never prayed before. Give God the praise and glory he deserves out of each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Appreciate that powerful prayer. All right, we're going to take prayer requests now. Anyone have a prayer request?
Good morning. I do, Esther. I ask Esther. For prayer for my niece, Latasha Williams, who had surgery on yesterday, complications from sickle cell.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Prayer request.
Yes, Mr. Carissa, this is Mary.
Okay.
And I'd like to ask a prayer for our nation.
Yes.
For truth to come out, whichever way it goes. But also, Lord, that we know his will is going to be done, but I just ask that his people be in the right place that he wants us in, believing, hearing, and knowing what he wants us to know in his name.
Thank you, Sister Mary. All right, any more prayer requests?
I have a prayer request, Sister Carice. This is Jackie.
Okay.
One of my clients' husband in the hospital, Mr. Ray Whitty. He's needing a feeding tube, but he doesn't want it, and they couldn't resuscitate because that's what his living will said. So just pray, Lord, that he knows the best. He knows what to do better than we do. So just pray for his wife and his family. And I know Donna told you about my nephew having to get the splints put in his heart. Okay. I think I came in and heard that.
Okay.
Thank you for always praying for me and my family.
Amen.
And Danae said, Gloria said, can you pray for her? A special prayer for her.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
and Michelle, you. Michelle said, me too. Michelle said, me too. Michelle Patton. Come on. Thank you.
Okay. Any more prayer requests?
Good morning, everyone. This is Ms. Savona.
All right.
I want my family to come together because we are so far apart. And take it all family, because I know in all families, somebody's not doing the right thing, going against the earth and all that kind of stuff. children need to pray and yes. pray for one another for all families all over this world. So this world is in a bad condition, and we truly need our Heavenly Father to show us the way and bring us our adoption into the life where we can understand it and see what He wants us to do and expect Him. I want you to do that for me and my family.
All right. Thank you, Mother Fanny. Someone else was speaking. Is that you, Nikki?
This was Minister Bowman.
Oh, Minister Bowman. Okay, go ahead.
I just want y'all to keep looking, me and my family up in prayer, and that God will still get the glory because He's getting the glory, that He'll get it more in the family and what we're doing in the prisons. Minister, with the brother, God is truly getting the glory, and y'all keep on lifting that situation up that one day He'll be home and doing it out on the street. Amen.
Amen. All right. Any more prayer requests?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Carissa. My friend Willie's son, they was giving him 6 months to live. He has some type of liver disease. Please pray for their strength and for his healing.
All right.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Anyone else? Prayer request. All right, well, we're going to start the prayer. We appreciate everybody. Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for families all over the world?
Dear Heavenly Father, we just are so grateful that we can come to you this morning and praise your name. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are, all that you do for us. We just praise you, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and the blood. Lord, we thank you that the institution of family came from you. And, Lord, the family is being attacked. The children are desiring to do their own thing and to be wayward. And the mothers, some of them are failing to do the God-given role of mothers and fathers. Let me just ask for your blessing on families, mothers, fathers, children, grandmothers who are to raise children that belong to somebody else. But all of those are family, and that we are just grateful to be adopted by you, and that there would be more and more people every day all around the world who would be brought into the family of your precious family. And we just praise you, Lord. We thank you and ask for protection for the family, provision for them, and direction and guidance that only can come from you. These things I ask in thy son, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Minister Glory Dean, could you pray for Esther's niece, for healing for her niece?
Yes. Okay. Praise God. Father God, we thank you right now as we give you glory. We give you praise, God. We thank you, Lord, for this young lady's niece, God. We thank you, Lord, for the surgery and everything she's going through, God. We pray for her healing right now, God. We say by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she's healed because Jesus Christ has already paid the price, God. So we thank you, Lord. God, we don't worry about what we see, hear, feel, but trust in God. Trust in God that she's coming through this surgery, God, that she's coming through with her healing. And we thank you, Lord, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, she's healed. And believe, trust in God, and it shall happen in Jesus' precious name, my Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Pastor Donna, could you pray for our nation? the way God, however God leads you.
Gracious Lord, we humbly bow, acknowledging that you are God and beside thee there is none other. Father, we come praying, Lord, praying for our nation. Lord, we're in trouble. But your word says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal the land. Our land needs healing, Lord. Our nation was founded upon Christian principles. Lord, help us to honor those Christian principles, Lord. Lord, you are our leader. You are our helper. You are our all in all. We need you in this country, Lord. We need you. Too many times, Lord, our leaders have gone their own way and they've turned their backs on you, Lord. But, Lord, we need you. So, Lord, we ask that you would bring this country back to you. Lord, show us the way. Lord, help us. Lord, we know that without you, we can't do anything, but through you, all things are possible, Lord. So, Lord, we ask a special blessing on our nation, a special blessing on our officials, our elected officials, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would give them the wisdom and knowledge so that they can lead this country in a way that's pleasing in your sight. Lord, we do know that your way is the only way. So, Lord, please turn America back to you. We love you, Lord. We thank you in advance for what you are doing right now in this country. We ask, Lord, that you continue to bless us and keep us in your precious care. We love you, Lord. It is in the name of your darling son, Jesus, that I pray this prayer for his sinless sake. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Donna. We appreciate it. All right. Let's keep moving right along. We have Minister Bowman. Can you pray for Jackie Travis? She asked prayer for someone who's in the hospital for healing for different people. Could you pray for those?
Good morning, just a little bit. Sister Travis' family. Just to let you know, Lord, that she came to you asking for prayer for her family. Because had not been for you on our side, where would we have been? So, Lord, we come lifting the family member that up in the hospital this morning to you, Lord God. Because it's all about you, Lord. It's not about us. It's us standing in prayer for our loved ones, giving you the glory for what you're going to do and what you're still doing in their lives. And so, Lord, I come just tell you thank you for what you're going to do and what you're still doing in the family. And I lift my sister up to you, Lord God, to let her have comfort, strength, and peace, whatever going on. Lord said he'll never leave us, not forsake us. So keep on trusting and believing and keep the faith, because God already got it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Bowman. Glory Dean, could you pray for Mother Fanny? She pray, she wants unity in the family, in her family and all families.
Yes, praise God. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Father God, we thank you, Lord Father, for our sister, Father God, that in her family, Father God, that peace would come, togetherness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And not only her family, but all families, Father God. We lift all families to you, God, all over the world today. We lift them up to you, Father God. This is a time of salvation. This is a time of togetherness, Father. We pray for our families, God, our children and all, God, all that we can think of, God, our nieces and nephews, God, and all our families, God, and think of our children. It's a scripture that says, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. We pray that for the whole world right now. We pray for the families right now, all in the family. We pray, God, that salvation shall come. This is a time right now of repentance. This is a time of forgiveness. This is a time of prayer. God said, and he said that my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and ask forgiveness of their sins. He said, and all these things, he said, these are many here from heaven when we come together and he heal our land and forgive. we have to go by that 2 Chronicles 7:14. Read that 2 Chronicles 7:14 and use that for prayer. And that will really be for families. That is for all of us today. All of us today. We thank you because we do want to change in this world today. We want togetherness in this world, this nation today, and all families today to come together at a time like this. Families will have to come together. And we thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
The last prayer request, Sister Mary Nichols, could you pray for Minister Bowman, her family? She has a brother in prison. We're praying for him to be, you know, set free. God's will be done.
Dear Lord, you, thank you. You are so wonderful. You are Lord over all. And even no matter what our location is. So we just thank you, Lord. We want to pray for Jackie Bowman's brother who is in prison. Lord, there have been so many people who have actually been blessed by being in prison. So that location is not the end because you are God over those who are in prison and those who are going to be released, and that you can, you will, you do use all of us, no matter what kind of prison we are in. So we just lift up her brother, especially, Lord. Give him strength and peace and draw him close to you. And, Lord, use him according to your perfect will as he is released and out. Help him, Lord, to do your will and to be the kind of man who is free, free in Christ, no matter where he is, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Amen, amen. Well, we thank the Lord this morning for our Bible Storyland, every participant, every person who's been on today. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. It is closing time. I want to make an announcement. Tuesday, please join us Tuesday for prayer for the children of the world. It's a different number than this one, so if you need the number, call me. We need more people praying for the children. You know, we sometimes we say, Lord, bless my children, but no, we need specific prayers for the children. They're going through much. We need time to, you know, take time with the children. A lot of times we're tired, but, you know, like I read that little poem earlier about have we traded our children for a puppy or a dog. We got to spend time with the children. We have to spend time with the children. They need our time and attention. Not just, you know, when we're driving in the car, we're cooking in the kitchen. No, but sit down time with them. Spend time with the children. As a family, you want your family to grow and you want your family. When they have families, you want them to have, you know, a good legacy. You want them to know what it's like to have family unity and time together, spending time with the children. Grandparents, spend time with your children, your grandchildren, praying for them, being with them, you know, reading Bible stories to them, talking about things they enjoy. So I thank God for each one of you. Join us Wednesday at midday, noontime for some people, 1 o'clock for others. We have midweek Bible study on Wednesdays. Also on Thursdays, we have University of Biblical Studies, boys to men, girls to ladies. We're talking to the youth and their families about things that they need to hear. So, you know, call in the same number. And then some Saturdays. Now, we're off next Saturday. We will not be on next Saturday. As, you know, that is my day off. So I thank God for you all. I love you all so much. Anybody else have announcements?
Good morning to you, Sister Caritha. I enjoyed y'all, each one of you very much. This is Sister June. God bless you, and I love you and praying for you. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Minister June Paul. We appreciate you. Anybody else have any announcements they want to make before we close out? Anything else?
Yes, Sister T.
Yes?
One of my grandsons, he held that body.
All right. All right. Glory Dean, can you pray for her grandson that has a virus?
Okay, praise God. Father God, we just want to thank you right now, God. We ask, God, that we just put the precious blood of Jesus upon this young man, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the healing right now. Like I said, we can't go by what we hear, feel, or see. We go by trusting in God. So we pray, God, that faith shall be put into this trust and for the healing of this young man. We say the prayer out of Jeremiah. Heal him, Father, and he shall be healed. Save him, Lord, and he shall be saved. And God, we thank you for his healing today and the blood of Jesus upon him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen,
amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Father.
Right,
thank you,
right.
Lord.
Anyone else?
Thank
we're
you.
About to close out. Well,
clarification.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Karen?
A point of clarification. I want to let you know that when Chris was talking about the animals and all that, what she means is you can love your animals, but you need to put your children first.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you for clarification, Kara. All right. Anybody else? All righty. Well, thank God for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just praise and honor you. We thank you for this time, Lord God, where we can worship, praise you, honor you, bless you, and give you great glory, oh God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Father, for sins known and unknown. We ask you to bless our day. Walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let every word that come out of our mouth be pleasing to you, oh God. Father, we thank you that we will not lean to our own understanding, but in all our ways we will acknowledge you. So, Father, remember the fathers, the mothers, the children, the extended families, oh God. Draw us closer with you and closer with each other, oh God. Those that are bereaved, Lord, we lift them up before you. We ask you for comfort and strength. Those, Lord God, who are going through different situations, Lord, we just going to leave this at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burdens are light. We touch the hem of your almighty garment for healing to go through all of our bodies, not just physical, mental, emotional, spiritual healing, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we close out, but not from your presence, we are so grateful that you love us in Jesus' name. So I ask each one of you to have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. Praise the Lord like you never have before in Jesus' name. Amen. Love y'all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you too.
Love you. Love you. You like that song? That's good.